Peeney, as you guys get ready for this game on Saturday, what is the mindset of you guys as running backs and, I guess, by extension, the offense as you get ready for this game?
Just pick up where we left off a few weeks back. We did really well and built a lot of momentum against Navy, and so really just looked like a better version of what we saw against Navy.
What is the key to keeping that momentum going?
Just not being able to play in games consistently can be tough with the Army being pushed back. But we've just been able to keep up the high competition level at practice to make it feel really game-like. Just competing against our teammates, our one defense, just allowing us to keep a game-like competition on the field. And we've been doing that a lot.
Hey, Jared.
Because of the success that the running game had against Navy, do you expect Troy to do more to try and slow you guys down, maybe open up other things because you guys were so good against them, in that first game?
Yeah, I mean, for sure, I would say that's a possibility. And it's like you said, all that would do will open up things for the receivers, open up shots down the field if they try to stop our run. So that's why, we're super confident as an offense just because we can do both really well.
Hey, Lapini, obviously running back position at BYU has experienced a lot of injuries the past couple of years. Is that just the nature of the position, or what do you maybe attribute that to? And, knock on wood that it doesn't happen to you, I guess.
Yeah, I think it's the nature of the position for sure. That's a big part of it. You look at the average shelf life of a running back in the NFL, and it's short, really short, like 2 years, I think, at the max. So it's a brutal position. I feel like we just have had bad luck, especially in that position, in our position room, more so than other schools have had at running back. So they're doing really well at taking care of our bodies, knowing that, at one moment we can have two, three running backs only in the room, and we're expected to carry the load. So, bad luck and just – it's just a brutal position as well.
How does that affect practice at all? The not as many bodies, I guess, or does it affect practice?
Yeah, I mean, we have to have guys, doing multiple things, maybe guys doing things they usually don't do. Maybe a backup has to run scout team when they usually don't. But we roll with the punches and really we haven't missed a beat. Guys have been willing to step up and into positions where they usually don't do things. And I feel like we haven't missed a beat at practice this whole week.
Okay, question from Jared and then Mitch.
Danny, I know you guys have expressed a lot of gratitude to being able to play football and in this time, but having gone to the cohort and, the limited practice last week and the positive tests and, now having, expecting fans and then no fans, how big of a distraction is that as far as trying to focus and just be focused on football when you've got all of these other outside things? You knew it was going to be this way, but what has that part of it been like as you're actually dealing with it?
Right. It's a lot, and it's, it's a day-to-day thing. And so really it's been forcing me just to take it one day at a time, one practice at a time. Which is the mindset that we should have anyway. So it's really forcing us to do that. If we're looking too far ahead, it's unsure really is the truth at this time. It's unsure what's going to happen. So we just got to take it as, we're thankful that we even got to practice today. And right now, as we know it, we can practice tomorrow. So we just got to look that far ahead and make the most of it.
Hey, Mitch.
In this, Lapini, in this day-to-day climate that we're kind of in, as you mentioned, from Navy to today, tonight, where do you feel like the offense has improved amidst all this craziness because of, the limited practice last week and so far this week? Where do you feel the offense is continuing to improve since that performance against Navy?
I feel like we've just been able to sharpen the things we did well. Like we saw, against Navy, it was hard to sift through everything, like where is our biggest weak spot, because we were able to do so many things so well. But I feel like we're able to throw the ball downfield still well, and we're able to do more things to make us harder to stop as an offense, more misdirection, more things to make the defense think. And so I just feel like we're able to build off of what we did by adding, you know, a few other things to keep the defense guessing.
How excited are you to have another opportunity this Saturday to run behind that offensive line that just was completely dominant a couple weeks ago?
Oh, I'm pumped. And it's even better that we get to do it in Lavelle Edwards Stadium. I feel like it's tough that we can, that, you know, there's not going to be fans there, but, you know, just being able to play at home, regardless of the fans or not, it's exciting. And I can't wait till Saturday for sure.